It's time for the K-State Research and Extension Report, and today we have the Mare d'Azun Extension District Director of Agriculture, Natural Resources, and the 4-H Youth Development Agent, Abby Powell. Good morning, Abby.
Good morning, Judy. Thanks for having me, and today I thought I would just talk a little bit about something new that I have started doing over the last couple months that I have really enjoyed. I also do a little bit of programming in the area of community vitality. And that's probably something that is not the most recognizable title. Through extension, we're used to the Ag and Natural Resources or the 4-H or the Family Consumer Science Agents. Well, I do some programming in community vitality, as do other agents in the area. And one of the things that I have been doing a lot of is assisting small businesses and organizations with their social media presence. And most of that has been what was titled by the Mound City Historical Society as Growing Through Facebook. They had me come talk to their board about how they can grow their Mound City Historical Society through Facebook. And I've met with several groups like the Mound City Historical Society that are trying to make their presence known in an area that maybe some of the people on the board aren't the most familiar with. They're more of an aging population or not real active on social media. And so what I have found is that I can go talk to these groups and share with them what algorithms are, why you see certain things on Facebook that maybe you don't see other things, and how somebody who is very active on Facebook, you're going to see more of their items than you are somebody who just randomly posts. And those are things that I have been able to help them with as far as being more consistent with their posting, making posts that make people want to interact. The Historical Society, they have a lot of items in their possession that maybe people don't know what they are. So last week they posted something and it said, "Can anybody tell us what this is?" Well, people were giving them lots of guesses and answers. They posted a nice picture. We have the Sugar Mound Arts and Crafts Festival, and they shared the horse-drawn carriage and the wagon, and people were very intrigued by that. And so that helped them to build their algorithms and to gain some new followers. And this week with that group, we're doing some tree decorating, and different groups in the community are doing this. And so we're working together to help grow each other. And I've also worked with the Pleasanton Library and one of the local banks. And so it's Facebook and social media can be very intimidating. But I did have one lady come up to me and say, "I really never liked social media. I like it because I can see pictures of my grandkids, but you just gave me a whole new reason to want to like social media. You've shown me how I can embrace and encourage and assist others in my community by going and commenting and liking things or loving them." And I think as a community vitality agent in the district, this is something that comes very easy to me. I'm not exactly a young person, but I do find myself somewhat social media savvy. And so to be able to take that to the community and help them bring notoriety to things that are happening within our district has been very rewarding for me. And so for those of you that are out there, I think the best thing that I can tell you as far as helping in your community and helping people on social media, don't be afraid to like, love, or share your friends or local businesses' Facebook posts or other social media activity, because that is the cheapest. It's actually free. It's a free way to help your friend, neighbor, or local business advertise by you simply clicking one button. And so don't hesitate to make a comment or say, "That's really neat," or "Where'd you get that?" or "Thanks for sharing," because those types of activity on these social media, they increase those algorithms, and you have just helped your friend, neighbor, or local business grow their audience with a simple act. And so those are things that as we come into the holidays, we're, you know, trying to focus on Christmas and the holidays, but there's also a lot of small businesses and churches, or we have a 4-H club that was just ringing the bell for the Salvation Army. Share those types of things and share the good that's in our community, because not only are we sharing the good, we're also helping them to grow. And so community vitality is definitely a part of Extension that is newer, and we are learning how to grow that. And I hope that you'll think about your community when you're on social media and give a friend, a neighbor, or small business a little boost with a simple click of the button. So if you have more questions, or maybe you're interested in learning more about growing through Facebook or social media, please feel free to give me a call. My office number at Mound City is 913-795-2829.
Thank you, Abby.
You're very welcome.
It is, you know, Facebook and social media is very intimidating. I also appreciate that K-State has this extension service that can help the communities. And sometimes I don't think everybody realizes the usefulness of the research and extension office.
Well, and I appreciate that, because I was struggling with what to do in the area of community vitality. The Trail of the Painted Quilts was a big community vitality push. That's not really in my wheelhouse. And I have a small business, and I really focus a lot on algorithms. And I'm like, I know this, and I can help teach this. And since I've been able to take part in an ag marketing summit that helped me grow my toolbox, so to speak. And so I've really enjoyed it, and I've made some great connections with people in the community that I didn't have before. And so it's been very rewarding on both parts.
Excellent. Coming up tomorrow morning at 6:40, Frontier Extension District 4-H Youth Development Agent Jessica Flory.